This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Joy Studios in Melbourne, this is the Community Network News, with news from around Australia and around the world. I'm Eric Williams, executive producer of this national program. Here now our presenters from the Melbourne studios, Anthony and Penn.
With the latest Community Network News, I'm Anthony Lawton.
And I'm Penn Franz. Preempting a parliamentary committee report, Victorian Attorney General Rob Hulls has snuck through legislation that allows religious organisations to continue discriminating against the GLBTI community. The exemption to the discrimination laws lets religious schools and hospitals sack gay, divorced and single-parent employees. With an election due next year, Labor in Victoria may find this an issue that comes back to haunt them.
Tasmania is close to making same-sex ceremonies official and public. From the start of next month, changes will allow celebrants to preside over ceremonies and also sign off on the official documents. It will allow any couple to tie the knot in the company of friends and family. Tassie's gay and lesbian rights group believes it could see a jump in registrations.
Daylesford's Chill Out Festival has announced the theme for next year's festival. It's 2010, A Bush Odyssey. And with substantial support from the Hepburn Shire and Tourism Victoria, the festival looks set to be bigger and better. Over 25,000 people partied at this year's festival. Chill Out 2010 takes place over the Victorian Labor Day long weekend, 5th to 8th March.
Canberra is being urged to follow the lead of Tasmania and give same-sex couples greater rights. ACT partners can't hold a legal ceremony and can only register their relationship. Attorney General Simon Corbell says the nation's capital should follow Tassie's lead. He's also revealed that the government will try to amend the current Greens bill, which is in the Legislative Assembly.
The Pentagon's Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy comes under fire in its own scholarly journal. Written by Air Force Colonel Om Prakash, an article in the journal says the policy is forcing thousands of service personnel to live dishonestly. The article is expected to put pressure on Obama to repeal the policy, a promise he made during his election campaign.
A gay rights advocate has been left out of a meeting next week discussing gay and lesbian issues. Rob Mitchell hasn't been invited to an advisory committee because of tension with the mental health minister on the little support that's given for gays in country Victoria. He's told Darren Hinch on 3AW that Lisa Neville can't shy away from the issue.
And the problem is that when you look at the rates of depression and suicide ideation in people who aren't straight, there's some five or six times the straight population.
Germany looks set to get the world's first openly gay foreign minister. Guido Westerwelle, leader of the Free Democratic Party, came out publicly 5 years ago at Angela Merkel's 50th birthday party. Now they've formed a coalition government and Westerwelle is expected to be given the plum foreign minister's job. It's to be seen what impact this will have on Germany's relations with countries where homosexuality is regarded as an abomination.
A bill could be introduced as early as this week to allow couples to wed regardless of gender in Washington. Outer Minister David Catania will introduce a gay marriage bill to legalise same-sex attracted couples in DC. But any change could face stiff opposition in Congress, with Barack Obama against any form of same-sex marriage.
And briefly in other news, a lesbian who sued a Miami hospital for refusing to let her visit her dying partner has lost her case. Australian Democrats co-founder Jack Evans has died of cancer at age 80. The Catholic Church is in the news again for all the wrong reasons, with a Vatican official claiming that sex abuse scandals are caused by gay men preying on young boys, and judges have rejected an appeal by pro-democracy icon Aung San Suu Kyi against her extended house arrest.
To QNN Sport, despite a $1 million bid, Washington will not be hosting the 2014 Gay Games. Cleveland's been selected to host the event, which is expected to draw in 80,000 fans to watch around 12,000 athletes. Meantime, preparations are continuing for the 2010 comp next July in the German city of Cologne. Two games kick off A-League Round 10 on Friday night, with Perth to face Adelaide and Melbourne to clash with Sydney. And Blues forward Brendan Favola looks like he'll be staying put at Carlton, with a deal unlikely to be made during this week's trade period.
Any gay-related events or news happening in your community? Let us know. Email qnn@joy.org.au.
That's QNN for this week. I'm Anthony Lawton.
And I'm Pen Franz. We'll have more for you next time on Community Network News.
This has been the Community Network News, a national news program from the studios of Joy Radio in Melbourne. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Eric Williams.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.